Good afternoon. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky forecast. The potent nor'easter that is bringing a very lackluster end to the week has moved northeast through Maine and now sits over the Canadian Maritimes. It continues to stream clouds overhead today, with lingering showers and drizzle over the northern mountains. I'm happy to say the weekend includes much improved conditions as high pressure drives our region's weather through Monday. This week's storm definitely packed a punch and gave a little taste of what's to come as it was chilly, raw, breezy, and wet. When it comes to our region, northern New York and southern Vermont got the brunt from this substantial storm, with the Northeast Kingdom seeing the least amount of effects due to downsloping winds, or winds that go directly up and over the mountains and help promote stable conditions. Power outages were mostly confined to southern Vermont, with isolated river flooding over southern Vermont and northern New York. Looking at some observations from this potent storm, winds topped out over the century mark on top of Mount Washington, with winds over 60 miles an hour on top of Whiteface in northern New York. Some valley locations saw winds over 50 miles an hour as well. Rain totals were a bit all over the place, with only around 1 inch of rain falling here at the museum yesterday, and over 4 inches reported in Lincoln and Springfield, Vermont. Today, clouds and damp conditions linger, but winds will be a bit less than yesterday, but continue to be breezy at 10 to 20 miles an hour from the northwest. Overall, it will be another chilly and raw day, as highs will not make it above the 40s and lower 50s. The weekend is shaping up to be delightful, especially after yesterday's and today's weather. High pressure currently over the Great Lakes drifts through the region throughout the weekend. This provides clearing skies tomorrow and cool highs in the lower to mid-50s, which is actually just a few degrees below seasonal. After a couple days of gusty winds, they finally abate tomorrow. Clear skies and cool air overhead create a chilly night for tomorrow night. Lows drop into the mid-20s to lower 30s, with the coldest spots of the Adirondacks flirting with the teens. While it will be a chilly start to the day, warmer southern air starts to influence the area on Sunday, creating highs a bit warmer than the day before, cresting to around 60 in the deeper valleys. A weak upper-level disturbance moves overhead on Sunday, but with dry air in place, it doesn't look to create more than just a few increased clouds overhead. With southerly flow remaining Sunday night, lows will not be as cool as the night before, and this creates lows in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Monday offers a persistence forecast, with high pressure creating one more nice day. Skies will be mostly sunny, with highs over the valleys topping out in the lower 60s. After a rough end to the week, the weather offers something to look forward to for the weekend. The next disturbance moves to the region late Tuesday into Wednesday. Computer models are pointing to a similar setup that we saw the last couple days, and this includes a cold front moving east and then phasing or coming together with a coastal low pressure system. The impacts of this next week's system definitely look to be much more muted than what we just experienced. In the forecast details, today, cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers and drizzle, mostly confined to the northern mountains, highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, gradually becoming partly cloudy, south to north, a few lingering rain showers over the northern Green Mountains, cool with lows in the lower to mid-30s, a bit cooler over parts of northern New York, northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour, becoming light and variable. Tomorrow, mostly sunny south, becoming mostly sunny throughout the morning north, a pleasant day, cool with highs in the lower to mid-50s, winds will be light and variable. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, chilly with lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s, a bit cooler over parts of the Adirondacks, winds will be light and variable. Sunday, most to partly sunny, a nice fall day, a bit warmer with highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Monday, mostly sunny, a nice day, a bit warmer with highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye on the Sky.